Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Anita. How can I assist you today?
Hello, Anita. I just received my credit card billing, and I have some charges on there that I'm totally confused about. What is Ideal Cleanse Easy Advantage? What is that? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. In order for me to give you any information in regards of any information in regards of your account, I would have to start off with your zip code.
Where did what go?
Your zip code.
92683. I'm sorry.
Your first and last name?
First name is Gisela, G-I-S-E-L-A. Last name is Martinson-Hall.
And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
13331. Dorsey, D-O-R-S-E-Y, Circle, that is Westminster, California, as I said before, 92683.
Okay. So it looks like you do have an open account. It's for the Keto Xen. Now that product,
that account has been canceled last month in February. I've been arguing, and now I'm have. You know what? I'm getting really, really annoyed with you guys. It's not your fault, personally, but I have two charges on my credit card: one for $91.89 and one for $92.90. And they are strictly fraud. I have not received any product. I have canceled that because I was charged last month way too much money for that, which I did not receive. And now this keeps on coming. I mean, what would you like me to do?
Well, it looks like you enrolled yourself in a 14-day free trial, ma'am.
No, ma'am. That was, what, in February? I canceled that.
How did you go about canceling?
I talked to a guy named Carl.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not sure because I show no indications of that.
Well, I am going to call my credit card company, and I'm going to have them withhold payment. And I will report this to the Better Business Bureau because that is just insane. One hand does not know what the other one is doing, and I have no intentions of paying for product I have not even received.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. What
you
I can do, excuse me?
Yes.
What we can do is offer you a 35% discount rate on all reoccurring charges.
No, thank you. No, I do not want the product. I canceled the product. It's been canceled for over a month.
Well, I show no indications that you contacted a live agent for that cancellation. So, ma'am,
well,
in our system, it does not show anything.
That's what the last guy said, too. His name was Carl. So, I will.
Do you have a cancellation number?
No, I don't. Obviously, I don't. That is my fault. I keep not writing down the numbers they give me. But to save yourself a whole lot of trouble, cancel it again and credit me back for the $91.89 and the $92.90, and I'll shut up and go away. If not, I'm going to cause major problems.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. However, unfortunately, at this time, I cannot cancel out. I can cancel out your account, but as far as any refunds, I'm unable to issue out a refund at this time, being that all charges are valid. Would you like your cancellation number?
No, no. Yeah, absolutely, I would this time. And what do you mean all charges are valid? I haven't received anything. But
you agree to the terms and conditions, ma'am. Once you agree to the terms and conditions,
no,
that validates that the charges are valid.
I don't
it
even
looks
know
like,
what your company hold a minute. I don't even know what your company is.
It's Keto Accent. It's a dietary supplement used to reduce your appetite.
Yeah, okay.
This product was delivered on the 18th of February.
Yeah, and that was canceled. Okay, what is the cancellation number this time?
C is in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
79-19-74.
Mm-hmm.
The number 6.
Okay.
D is in David.
Mm-hmm.
The number 3 and the number 1.
Okay. 6-7-9-1-9-7-4-6-D-3-1.
Yes, ma'am.
Correct? All righty. You will be hearing next from my credit card company. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling customer service.